Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Welcome, bonjour. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world? Can you imagine Malaysia? Switzerland? Oh, do call in. I would love to hear from all of you. I want you to give a voice to your passion. But right now, just be with me. Realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Make the now the primary focus of your life. Come on, give up waiting as a state of mind. When you catch yourself slipping into waiting, snap out of it. Come in to the present moment. Just be and enjoy being. You know that Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And can you believe this? Harry Truman said, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Okay, darlings, I need to ask you something because I do want you to call in. I want to find out what's happening with the choices that you made right now, this present moment, April 15th. What choices did you make that may have or may have changed your life? And you know what the call-in number is, 347-637-3789. You see, today your choice is your thinking form, your life. It's your greatest freedom. It's that simple. Your thoughts create your experiences, your future. My choices design my future. In retrospect, would I change any of my prior choices? Of course. But I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from choices I've made that they came back to embrace me, or choices I made that came back to bite me in the butt. Come on. Watering last year's crops served no purpose. The past is over. It's gone, fini. You know, I have the book, and I wonder if the book is a culmination or the beginning of a new, exciting chapter in my life. Honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And the book is available at Author House in Bloomington, Indiana. They shall be delighted to hear from you. And all of the stories are true, darlings. Everything is true. Now, Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood. Ironworkers Impact. Can't you just feel the energy? Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better formed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. Live on the air with Kathy is brought to you by Ironworkers International. They are the Domperion of the trades. To find out more, log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. By the way, darlings, this is absolutely great for all of you gals that want to be an iron worker. I wrote a 6-minute tribute to iron workers. What a noble profession. I opened with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Live on the air with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beauvivant Iron Age. Unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. Wire art sculpture, leather works, and made one at a time to create what it is that you want, your original design. You want to find out more about that? Be sure and get in touch with Kathy at sbcglobal.net. Now feel the energy. And I want you to get the book. How's your life going today? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest, how is your life? Are you happy? You know, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is it, darling. If you want to change your life, change your thinking. You will never happen again. There's only one of you. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And you could get the book. Oh, you just have to get the book. But in the meantime, let's see who we have on the air that would just love to talk to us. Hello, you're on the air with Live with Kathy. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Hi. Oh,
darling, it's Rocky Pendergast. How are you?
Oh, the voice is very familiar. Well, honey, I am just jiggy fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm at the most darling little party right now in Los Angeles at Largo. Have you ever heard of Largo, darling?
Vaguely. Tell me about it. What's unique about it, dear?
Well, tonight it's Golden Oldie Night, and it's all celebrities from the golden era of Hollywood were packed together, arm, cheek to cheek, foot to foot, dancing, drinking. Oh, it's the most delightful event, darling. I wish you were here.
Well, me too, because, you know, I do love parties. So what exciting thing is going on? How do you feel about choices? The choices that you've made in your life today, have they served you or have they come back to bite you in the butt?
Well, I'm making a choice right now. I don't know if you've heard in the news with this virus that's going around and everyone says, oh, you must social distance. I won't do it. I can't do it. I need to be around people.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we're packed in here. It's over 150 people from all walks of life, mostly aged, and we're dancing and we're singing and we're having hors d'oeuvres, and it's just, we're having fun. We're enjoying life. Who cares about some virus?
Well, we're talking about a world that is easily convinced things are not going well. But I'm so delighted that, Art, well, I need to ask you again. The choices that you've made in life, is there anything that you would change if you had the opportunity? By the way, darling, get the book. It's at, you could order it at Author House, Bloomington, Indiana.
Ooh.
And
the book
is.
Choices. Do you know one of the things we're serving here? We have exotic meats, exotic treats. We have a Peruvian bat soup. Have you ever tried this?
No. Peruvian?
Well, it's, yes, bat soup. Have you ever had bat soup?
No. Why would I? I live in America. Boring. Uneventful.
Absolutely delicious. They say, you know, oh, don't eat that. It can spread diseases. It can start all this pandemic, schmandemic. I say you have to live. You have to make choices that enrich you, that enthrall you. Oh, there's so many people here, Kathy. You'd fit right in. We have Betty White. Cloris Leachman is here. All the biggest names in Hollywood. Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. And we're singing, we're dancing cheek to cheek. We're arm in arm. We're together. We're not social distancing. We're not running about, running amok. We love it. And we feel
that
fine, Kathy.
Mm. Oh, man.
Oh, Kathy.
Are you okay? Oh, my. I hope he's okay. All right, all of you out there, you know what the call-in number is. And the topic today is choices. Today, your choices, your thinking form your life. And when I look at the book, and I have it right here, it's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experiences, your future. My choices designed my future. In retrospect, would I change any of my prior choices? Yes, but I don't dwell on the past. Oh, hi there. Hello. Ah, come on.
Hello.
Hi there. Ray Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. What choices? Oh, my, I'm just so delighted that you called in. Honey, you're going to have to talk louder.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. That's better. What choices have you made in your life that made a difference? Hmm?
Well, I think every choice we make every moment of our life makes a difference. I mean, there's big choices and small choices, but they're all important. You know, whether to eat a candy bar or not is probably as important as whether to go to law school or not.
Oh.
You know.
So what? Oh, I love that, the comparison. Oh, we only have 60 seconds. What choice did you make in your life that you're just so delighted you made?
60 seconds. I thought it was 10. Oh, it's... Did I?
No,
oh,
honey. We have 44 seconds. 43. Quick.
Oh dear. So what's? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh man. I just don't think so fast as you do. I don't know.
What
would you
cancel if you had a chance? I'm going to do this show over again because people don't understand how important choices are, that you either accept your life the way it is now or just get on and say, well, it's a choice I made, so I'm just going to have to live with it.
You know, well, there's lots of things. I mean, I think, oh, well, if I had the chance to do that over again, I'd do it differently. But I can't think of it, you know. I mean, I know I have those things in my life, but I can't think of one of them right now. I mean, I don't know. I have to.
I'm going to do the show again, darling. We're off the air. Make it a great day, and I'll make mine better.
Au revoir.
Stay beautiful. Au revoir.